so still. So peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple is caving in. Wow, wow! You've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry. You cross your heart and hope to die till it's over and then. Another big riot. You blow a fuse. Simple, the devil cuts loose. Simple, so what's the use? Wow! Of falling in love. It's so quiet. And I got hit. There's no mistake. This is it. Till it's over, and then it's nice and quiet. Shh, shh. But soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot.
Hello, this is Anave and
Ali,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today we are subbing for Songs from the Squid Pod. So that was just It's Oh So Quiet by Bjork.
Oh yeah, it was.
Wonderful song.
And our normal shows are, Anave, when's your normal show?
Every other Thursday at noon. So not this Thursday, but the following. And it's Hermosas Chismosas, which means beautiful gossipers.
And my show is 7 to 8 p.m. every Monday, called Sauerkraut Sauerkraut. And you should tune into both of our shows because they're amazing and awesome. Wow. And cool. Wow. AF.
This is true. This is true. Thank you for the shout out. And you used your self plug.
Oh, yeah. I had to do a self plug. Come on.
So we have.
That was why I did it. I just wanted I just wanted to be able to say sauerkraut, sauerkraut out loud. It's the most fun thing to
really
say.
That's a really good
world.
Name. I remember you told me you were going to name your show that. And I was like, wow, that's fantastic.
I know.
So my show was Beetlejuice for the past, I think, 2 semesters.
Yeah.
It's a big change for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it by myself anymore. So I'm doing my friend Sierra. Mm-hmm. So no more solo show, no more Beetlejuice.
So you had to gossip.
Mm-hmm. That's how we became friends.
I'm a big gossiper myself. I'm a big fan of all the gossip.
Yes.
Gossip girl.
I don't...
Gossiping.
Yes, yes.
Mostly the gossiping part.
I draw the line at being involved. I love to hear about it, but I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I love to spread it.
Oh, interesting.
I'm a big gossiper.
This is good to know.
Well, I'm not. I'm very good at.
Mental note.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm good at keeping secrets. I'm sometimes good at keeping secrets.
I think. I'd like to think you are.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the really important stuff.
Oh, well, the very important stuff I'm good at. The silly things.
Yeah. Spread it.
I'm a gabber.
You know what my thing is? I don't like rumors. And I'm the only person who's allowed to spread a rumor about myself.
Oh, I don't like rumors either. I only gossip the truth.
Oh, I love rumors.
I'm anti-rumor. But okay, people just tell me things. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault that people trust me.
It's not my fault that people trust me. And, like, the thing is, if you're around me enough, you know that I talk. I'm talking right now.
Yes. Oh, true. About said gossip. But the thing is, no. Okay, rumors in the way that, like, the harmless rumors, like harmless little lies, like little white lies. Well,
you lie for fun. You love to lie.
This is who I am.
I don't.
This is who I'm going to be.
I'm honesty police. Over here.
Wait, that's true. You are. You don't like when I lie.
I don't.
Oh my gosh. I thought of like a really good lie the other day.
What was your lie?
No, I don't remember. Oh. I think well, something that Michelle and I used to joke around about a lot, mm-hmm. about like people coming up to us like asking what our majors were and us being like, oh, data science.
Oh, it's just like that is funny. Yeah, actually I'm a quantitative econ major. But to be fair, I have been thinking about selling out a lot recently.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I told you I might be, because they haven't gone back to me at all, mm-hmm. recently. I might be working for a creative direction firm, which is 2023 language for an ad agency, mm-hmm. and so because of that I've been really into being a yuppie.
Ooh,
and because
learned a lot about that in my film class.
Yeah,
the yuppies.
Super into being a yuppie recently. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know, I just think that I think capsule wardrobe is being a yuppie, and I kind of dress the same every day. There's like other things as well that, but they're too secretive about me. It's not like everyone can know them. You know, it's like, if you know, you know. If you know I'm a yuppie, you know I'm a yuppie.
Oh my goodness, loud and proud, I suppose.
Exactly.
Loud and proud. I'm trying to think. I've been thinking a lot about being a sellout too.
Yeah.
But just because I think that's like mostly like insecurity.
Well,
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you, I agree.
No, for me, I agree.
It's like, yeah, right on the nose, anime.
Yeah,
you got that.
Yeah, you're right.
You really self-aware.
That's not what I meant, okay? And you know it.
I'm sorry. I love to twist the narrative. You see, this is the rumor sort of thing. Like, this can start a rumor.
True. Like, the rumor that Ali hates
anime.
Our beefing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it happened like,
well,
like,
to be fair, we are long distance friends, and do you know what that means? If you're long distance, it means that you're gonna start a fight.
This is true.
Like, I just had a fight recently with someone because
Allie,
like, you know, that's what it means. So we have to be fighting always. We can't be on good terms anymore.
But we just have little like little brawls.
We don't even have those. We just get along perfectly.
And it's beautiful. Yeah. That's the thing.
We live together really well as well.
Yes, I lived with Allie for a week this summer.
Yeah,
and it was wonderful.
It was.
And we live around the corner from each other now. We just never see each other.
Yeah, which is why we're long distance friends. Because she comes to stay with me every break, and then like literally we never see each other.
This is the first break
that I was haven't stayed with me.
Yeah, or like I wasn't in LA for it, which was like, so I don't know.
Which
was,
is good. Did you have separation anxiety from LA?
It was just really, I definitely got FOMO.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in LA. It was the first week I wasn't in LA either.
Which is like, well, that's home for you.
I know. I miss home.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Oh.
I miss the sun.
Oh my God. Speaking of.
Your sunburn?
My sunburn.
Anime has the worst sunburn in the world right now.
And it's so uneven. It's like I'm sunburned on like one half of my leg.
It's like
of one leg.
It's like those memes where people were like, haha, look at the sunscreen art I did on my friend, and then they get a horrible burn after it.
Yeah.
Yours is like just abstract expressionism.
It's experimental.
Yeah. It's very avant-garde.
Yeah, no, it's actually, it's so painful, and I never get burnt. It was actually, the UV was 10 when I was at the beach.
I don't know what that means. Is that high or low?
That's really high. That's extreme.
Oh, okay.
And I actually got into an argument with my roommate and someone else the other day about how high the UV index goes, because they were like, it doesn't go beyond 10. And I was like, no, that's not true, because over the summer, I'd have to check the UV in the morning before I went out, because it would be dangerous if you go out without sunscreen, and it'd be like 12. So it can go beyond 10. It's just like extremely, extremely dangerous to like be out for long periods of time without protection. So I was in the sun, UV index, whatever I said.
Yeah, well, even though...
No sunscreen.
Even though we're both people of color and we look white, we're both convinced that we don't get sunburned because we have the perfect amount of melanin in our skin. And look who got sunburned.
Yeah. What can you do?
Such is...
aloe vera in a dream.
In a dream.
Aloe vera and hope and pray. Okay, so next up we have Effeminacy by Sega Bodega.
Yeah.
You don't own a feminist idiot. What does a feminist mean to you? I feel like a delicacy. And you definitely must take me back. If I could make you feel as hollow, I'm the boss you with in your idol. You're the divinity in my Bible. So it's your boy, I just wanna fly in sky. Look at the fallen angel, I go simmering below.
따위는 없어. 하얀 물에 내 가슴에 얹혀. 거들대는 내 모습에 미쳤어. 날 쳐다보는 네 시선이 싫었어. 머릿속에 생각 따위는 없어. 하얀 물에 내 가슴에 얹혀. 거들대는 내 모습에 미쳤어. 쳐다보는 네 시선이 싫었어.
Thank you.
right, we reached the halfway point in our sub slot today.
I was just saying that was it.
Well, now you have more to say because you're going to do the PSA.
I do, but bear with me because I do have hiccups right now.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I got it. Okay, I can make it through a PSA.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, it was a hiccup, but it was a really quiet one. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look like, smell, or taste... tastes like all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT now or visit www.smokefree.gov. Pick up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Allie.
Thank you.
So that was just after Sega Bodega, we had Zero Dark 50 by Damon R and Extra Small, Undertow by The Help, Genocide by Snow Strippers, Starfall by Salem, and Plague by Crystal Castles.
That was a moment of music.
That was a moment in music.
A moment in music, you're right.
And next up, what do we have?
What do we have?
Let me see.
Well, we have me having hiccups. Sorry for everyone listening.
We have Unreal by A.G. Cook, and followed by that, we have Hyper Ballad by Bjork.
Oh my God.
Two great songs. Okay.
Two of our faves.
Yes, exactly. Hyper Ballad is all I've been listening to for the past like week and a half, maybe two.
Sorry, I don't know why I keep doing a little scream after. I don't normally do that. Unreal was like my most played song when I was a senior in high school.
Allie,
fun fact. A.G. Cook for life.
Yes, actually, Allie showed me A.G. Cook.
King.
And she doesn't let me forget it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to play now.
I know. day. I go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe again with you. I go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe again with you.
Whoops. All right, so that was just a lot of songs that I don't know if I want to recite.
You don't have to recite them. I never say what I've just played.
Okay, perfect, because it's all online. Y'all can see what I just played. So we're going to do a really drastic genre energy shift to Brian Eno. Here comes the warm jets. Here come the warm jets. Wow, I did the plurals wrong. But this has been Anve and Allie.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was checking my Uber Eats. It's coming in 9:08.
Oh, that's not bad.
I know.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
908, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just said that without looking at the piece of paper that said what we have to say.
You are on e-board. I feel like it's part of your oath when you get sworn in.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, so that is all for today. After Brian Eno, we have On the Floor by Perfume Genius. And then that's it for our sub. Thank you for letting us sub songs from the Squid Pod. Wonderful show name.
Yes. And I guess here come the warm jets.
It's true. Here they come.
Thank you. just met. The dreaming, bringing his face to mine. Lock the door, the constant buzzing all through the night. The fighting rips me all up inside.
Name on the page. How long this washes away.